Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
Got my mind set on you.
Mr. Chairman, item number three is discuss economic development, wastewater treatment capacity allocations for a medical facility. We've had East Milton Holdings LLC formally request use of 8,000 gallons of sewage per day for a medical facility that is planned in the 87 corridor north of I-10.
You ever, maybe you don't have this, but I know it happens to me sometimes where I hear a thing and it just doesn't register for whatever reason, the right way. And then I hear it again and I'm like, oh, well, that's pretty important. That's my reaction to this. I was talking to Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Administrator, on Tuesday, and he mentioned to me that there was this. I hadn't gotten through the meeting at that point, the Monday meeting, and he mentioned to me that there was this, you know, medical facility that was looking into establishing a presence in, East Milton. And I don't know if I thought he meant like a medical device manufacturer or just something other than like a hospital, a standalone or something, you know? And then when I thought about it some more, I thought, well, that probably isn't what he meant. When I heard the comments, I thought, oh no, this is actually a really big news story. Because what's the big problem in East Milton if you get hurt? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to the main hospital? How are you going to get across the bridge? Especially if it's at the wrong time of day, right? You know, you can't wait for Highway 90 to be clear. you don't go that way. I mean, if you get hurt at 3:30 in the afternoon, I mean, you best go to Crestview, right? Like, what's your alternative? Well, so this is actually a big deal, not just for residents, but also for business development, because same problem. You know, businesses have to think about a lot of different issues. Where's the fire station? Where's the hospital? You know, what's going to happen if my employees get hurt, right? All that kind of stuff.
We're asking for 8,000 of that capacity. We reserve that for economic development. And talking with the chairman, especially interested in bringing medical facilities to the East Milton area. Obviously, we feel that medical facilities align with economic development. They're going to need, you know, whether that's whatever that looks like, they're going to need some kind of medical facility. Not only that, but the citizens do as well.
Right. Both need it. Okay. So as Kerry Smith said very vividly, this is a big deal because what happens if something happens?
This is a good thing. It's also, it's not just what you were describing earlier. This makes it easier for me to cut my finger off at 3:30 in the afternoon in East Milton and not have to fight the traffic to go over that bridge. This is a little dig at FDOT, but so. This is a good thing, and this is a great thing for the people of East Milton to get medical out there.
Now, at this point, it's still just exploratory, but they are talking about, you know, providing wastewater services. They're talking about making sure that they can, you know, operate, essentially. So it's not just a speculation. It's preliminary, so it's not final, and we obviously don't know the name of whoever's, you know, investigating this, but it sounds to me like they're going to be building a freestanding ER or, an urgent care or maybe a full-blown hospital. I mean, who knows? Well, you know, presumably the county knows, but they're not saying just yet. But to me, now, John, you live in this area, right?
Yes.
You live on the east side of the river?
No.
You live on the west side of the river?
Right.
Okay, but am I describing it accurately?
Oh, this is very accurate.
This is a huge possibility for that area, for the residents and for economic development, right?
Right.
I'm glad to see medical facilities interested in East Milton. It has definitely been a medical desert out there anywhere east of the river. So this is not only a public safety thing, but I wholeheartedly agree that it's an economic development effort.
Yeah, because again, you can't really build businesses in an area that puts your employees at risk because they can't get medical attention if something happens. And you always got to be thinking about that stuff.
We have a number of companies that have made significant investments in East Milton to put their manufacturing and distribution facilities out there. And as you said, if an employee has an injury out there, God forbid, it be 3 or 4 in the afternoon, it's, you know, they have to try to either go to Crestview to seek medical attention, or they have to get on I-10 and head into Pensacola, hit a hospital over there, because they simply just cannot make it to Santa Rosa Medical Center or even any of the freestanding ERs in Santa Rosa County. So wholeheartedly support this.
Yeah, I mean, again, if something happens to you and it's during rush hour,
yeah,
where do you go?
Don't forget the industrial complexes.
Right, that's exactly. That's
they're building rebar out there. They're
exactly. Rebar. You're doing very serious construction. You've got all of the tech park or the industrial park down off of I-10 and 87. They access to the Pensacola hospitals. Okay, it's easy. But if you're in East Milton and it's not in the middle of nowhere, but if you're out in the middle of not accessing the major roads, and your best chance would be to go to Santa Rosa Medical Center across Highway 90, and it's rush hour. You just can't get there from here. Nope. If there's a problem. And that's when, minutes count. And it goes the other way, too, right? Like, the ambulance can't get across. Mm-hmm. We've talked before about how sheriffs can't get across. I mean, the failures of the bridge at 90 during peak traffic or otherwise, or the Cascade when I-10 has an issue and all the traffic's rerouting around 90 and you just can't get there from here, like, there's a real health emergency law enforcement fire response problem connected to that, right? And all I'm saying is this, it didn't catch me the first time, but then when I was listening to it again, I thought, oh, man, this is actually a big deal. If we can get a hospital or a freestanding ER or anything in that vicinity, that's a big deal for the residents. Now, there's always, as I appreciate, in Santa Rosa, there's always a little bit of a human funny follow-up, and I'll get that for you in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, and Highway 90 are flowing smoothly. Seeing just a small backup just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge on 98 going eastbound. But it's just to let you know about it through that construction zone. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So they it wasn't really in this exact conversation, but later on they were talking about some of the upcoming events and runs and things like that. And in order to kind of get this comment, you have to know that, I don't know exact ages, but, Carrie is, I don't know, late 50s, maybe 60, I think. And Ray Eddington is certainly over 60, 65. I don't think he's 70, but he just had a birthday. Oh, he just had a 70 or 75th birthday. Now I cannot remember. Anyway, he's the commissioner from District 4. So that'll kind of context for this next comment.
Mr. Chairman, the next item is approval of the following event request, and you have four there in front of you. We can answer any questions if you have them.
Well, I know me and Commissioner Eddington, we're signed up to run that Rabbit 5K, right? Down there in the water. So let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. I'll let you ride a bike.
Assuming you don't cut your finger off in the meantime.
I can run with a finger cut off. I can run with a finger cut off.
Well, I won't be able. I have surgery tomorrow.
Well, that,
you'll
it's
be
not,
on your own, sir.
The 5K is not tomorrow. It's May 24th. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Hey, we recoup a lot faster. This is 2025.
The other voice you heard was Rhett Rowell, the District 3 commissioner. I'm worried that you might cut your finger. I guess he had brought that up before. Anyway, these are the things that entertain me. I love it when people are people, and it's always good to remember that they're people and they have fun, and they say silly things sometimes, and I like that. 617 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business, you have employees, you have to manage benefits, and you have to make sure that you have good benefits. Health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. You got to manage HR. You got to provide payroll. All the things that you got into business because you love doing these things. No, I mean, nobody, right? Everybody gets into business because you want to build or repair or install or advise or litigate, whatever your thing is. And then it turns out that when you grow and you have employees, this is not fun. I mean, the employees are fine. It's the stuff around them, all the peripheral stuff, it can be a nightmare. Well, if it's a nightmare for you, give Torgerson and Causey a call. They are experts at handling that. They literally, they're the nerds that got into business to do the thing that you hate doing. They like it, and they're good at it, which, thank goodness, and they're really good at it. We've been using them for 4 years here at News Radio in Cat Country, and they're fantastic. I love them. They gave us options we didn't have. They gave us better plans than we ever had before, and they gave us better customer service than I've ever seen from, insurance agents basically before. They do fantastic work. So they are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They can review what you're doing at your company and see if there's not a better way to do it, cheaper, just better options, or just streamline it, or just take care of it for you, whatever. 433-9996. No obligation. Have them look at what you're doing. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
I love that, like, halfway through the clip, John says, any questions?
Well, you have to.
How many thousands of times did you hear that as a kid, you know?
I mean, millions.
Yeah, and you can see it. You can see the pan. You can see the egg.
Everything.
You can see the bubbling oil. I mean, all of it, right? You, it's vivid. 622 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a group of investors is now suing United Health Group, accusing the company of misleading them about the backlash of the killing of top executive Brian Thompson. The class action lawsuit filed on Wednesday claims the company's earning forecast didn't factor in reports about its high rate of insurance denials and the sentiment against the company following Thompson's murder on a New York sidewalk. The University of Washington suspending 21 pro-Palestinian students who protested against Israel there. The students were among the 30 demonstrators who were arrested this week for taking over the school's engineering building and demanding the university cut ties with Boeing because of its relationship with Israel. And Andrew, federal officials have busted a cockfighting ring in southern Mississippi. ICE agents and local law enforcement served search warrants earlier this week. They were targeting animal fighting, illegal gambling, and drug and weapon crimes. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says they're also checking the immigration status of several people encountered. And they expect several arrests as the investigation moves forward.
Wow. I also heard that they found 143 severed mattress tags in that investigation. Did you hear anything about that?
The mattress tags? No, but I'm going to make a note right now, and I will find out for you.
It's comprehensive crime syndicate. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 623 here on News Radio 9. Oh, okay. We had a horrible incident take place on Highway 97 the other day, and it was two trucks basically collided with each other. One was an ECUA trash truck, dump, you know, garbage truck. The other was a semi. And did I say 95? It was on 97. I'm sorry. On Highway 97 and Howell Road, which is north, okay? What happened was the ECUA truck was going north, and it was turning left onto Howell Road. And this is a two-lane highway with a passing area, like dotted lines. And the semi passed him while he was in the process of trying to turn onto the Howell Road. And they collided, and it was bad, okay? I think the passenger of the ECUA truck was ejected from the vehicle, transported to Sacred Heart. No other injuries reported, okay? I mean, it's two big vehicles running into each other. Normally, I wouldn't talk much about that because, you know, whatever, crashes happen. The thing that caught my attention was the driver of the ECUA truck was cited for failure to yield while turning left while lawfully being passed on the left.
You said the ECUA truck was cited.
Yeah, the ECUA was the one making
the
turn.
Oh, I thought
the semi was passing.
Oh, okay. I got it confused.
So the ECUA truck is turning left, gets passed on the left, and the ECUA truck gets cited for the traffic violation. And I have been trying to get more clarification from FHP, and I've gotten some. And basically the answer I got was, yeah, you have an obligation to check that traffic is clear in both directions, in front of you and behind you, when you're turning left in a passing zone. And I thought, what in the heck? You're telling me that I'm on some country road and I'm turning left and I'm waiting for traffic to clear, and somebody behind me can decide that they want to go instead, and they can pass me on the left. And if I turn and they hit me, it's my fault. The what? So I went and read the statute. You will not believe what it says. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Well, no accidents to report to you right now. Everything is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110, even Avalon is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, so Florida Statutes Chapter 316.122, vehicle turning left. The driver of a vehicle intending to turn to the left within an intersection or into an alley, private road, or driveway shall yield the right-of-way to any vehicle approaching from the opposite direction. Of course. Left turns yield to the oncoming traffic. Of course. No problem. Comma. Or vehicles lawfully passing on the left of the turning vehicle, which is within the intersection or so close thereto as to constitute an immediate hazard. A violation of this section is a non-criminal traffic infraction, punishable as moving violation provided by Chapter 318. Okay. You have to check your rearview mirror when you're turning left. And then if somebody decides to pass you on the left while you're turning, you have to let them, and it's your fault if you hit them? John, I'm trying to make sense of this. I'm not wrong. I mean, this is insane, right?
I'm still confused.
If you're both going the same direction, if you're on a rural road, you're traveling 50 miles an hour, and you're going to turn left into your driveway, and it's a dotted line because it's a straight shot, and somebody's coming behind you at, I don't know, 70, and they just don't want to wait.
I've never seen it before.
They can pass you, and if you turn, it's your fault.
I've never seen it before.
I can understand. There is a slice of this that I kind of get, which is, if you're passing, what they're kind of saying is that if you're in the passing lane, you know, if you're in the oncoming traffic lane, you have the right of way to finish your pass. And if somebody turns and hits you, it's their fault. That's them pulling out in front of you. I get that. I actually had that happen to me one time. It was, I mean, partially my fault for aggressive driving. I was passing three cars. They were all close to each other, oh, you know, and they're all going slow. And then the middle one decided to pull out, and I flipped my car as a result of that because I avoided the crash. But it would have been his fault, but still. Anyway, I get that you have to make sure that somebody's not coming behind you when... But most of the time, if you're turning left, you're not going 50. You know, you're slowing down, you're going 30, you're going 20, you're going 15. You know, you turn it around 20 miles an hour, something like that, 15, 20 miles an hour. It's amazing to me that you could be turning and the person behind you hits you because they're in the oncoming traffic lane, And then it's my responsibility now to check behind me that nobody's coming. I've been driving for 38 years almost. I mean, like, I can't even make sense of that law.
Now you're making me look behind.
Right. And I mean, what if you're all waiting in line?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm turning left and there are three people behind me.
I'm just
What if they think I'm not aggressive enough in getting through the intersection or getting into the turn? They can. Now, I mean, I get that it's common to pass on the right, to go around me to the right, to go on the shoulder, to go off the road. I mean, all of those things happen all the time. This is somebody's impatient and they're behind me and they pass to the left. And I have to wait for them to pass around me to the left. Otherwise, it's my fault. I just can't wrap my brain around this law. But that is actually the Florida law right now, as I understand it. Isn't that crazy? I mean, man, I just, I just couldn't. So, wanted to share it with you. And, you know, this is one of those things where Channel 3 had reported, and I'd seen the FHP report, and Channel 3 reported it, and I thought, oh, okay. And then the more I thought about it, the more confused I got. And the more insane the thing looked to me. But, okay. So, you know, I know the legislators listen to the show. Fix it. Fix this law. This law is crazy. It may not happen that often, but how does the ECUA guy get the ticket? Unless there's something I'm completely not understanding about this event, which I don't think I am.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Black smoke pours from a Vatican chimney, meaning no pope is elected after two votes today, one last night. Emma from Texas is there waiting for white smoke, indicating a decision is made.
I was born and raised Catholic, so this is like a huge event for me. We keep calling it the Catholic Super Bowl. And I was here for Easter Mass, so it's just like incredible to see like all this history like right in front of our faces.
Two more votes expected today. President Trump expected to announce a new trade deal with the UK this morning. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is leaving interest rates unchanged for now.
The risks of higher unemployment and higher inflation appear to have risen, and we believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
He says there's a great deal of uncertainty surrounding Trump's tariffs. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 69 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Two men have been arrested. Deputies are still searching for a third suspect after a fatal shooting back in April. The sheriff's office says 21-year-old Michael Points and 17-year-old Caleb Bonner have been charged with homicide. They were taken into custody earlier this week. 19-year-old Antonio Larkins is still wanted. If you have any information on him, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. A Pensacola man has died after being hit by a vehicle while crossing the street. FHP says that happened on 98 west of Amberwood Drive early on Wednesday morning. Troopers say the 30-year-old was crossing the street at an improper location when he walked into the path of a car driven by a 21-year-old man. The victim died at the scene of that crash. Two town officials have resigned in Century. North Escambia reports that Seat 5 Councilmember Sandra McMurray-Jackson and Town Clerk Carrie Moore submitted resignation letters. McMurray-Jackson had served on the town council since 2010. She says she's stepping away to focus on other things. Moore has not said why she resigned. Governor Ron DeSantis says the state house is working to kill property tax relief by creating a task force to propose constitutional amendments.
You don't convene a 37-person committee if you're trying to get something done. You convene a 37-person committee if you're trying to smother it in the crib.
And the governor says that panel includes Democrats that don't want tax relief. He also criticized a House proposal to roll back sales taxes by 0.25%, saying that would give relief to tourists and part-time residents. Senator Rick Scott calling on Wall Street to take action against China. Scott sent a letter yesterday to leaders of the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. Scott is asking them to delist and deregister Chinese companies that are not following U.S. law. He writes that China has a consistent record of lies, deception, and blatant refusals to comply with U.S. securities laws and regulatory oversight. Well, some more information now on that deadly alligator attack in Lake Kissimmee. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission identifying the victim as a 61-year-old woman from Davenport. An FWC spokesman says the woman and her husband were on a 14-foot canoe when the gator thrashed that knocked the woman out of the canoe and into the water. She landed apparently directly on top of the alligator and then was bitten. Her husband was trying to fight it off. Officers later recovered the woman's body and removed two alligators from the lake. Each of those gators measured 11 feet in length. Florida legislative leaders have not yet reached an agreement on key budget issues. They're preparing to finalize a spending plan for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. The House and Senate weren't able to pass a budget before the session ended. That required an extension. While a framework for $2.8 billion in tax cuts has been proposed, specific budget allocations still remain unresolved due to disagreements between House Speaker Daniel Perez and Senate President Ben Alberton. Governor Ron DeSantis also criticizing the House sales tax reduction plan. Perez argues that the governor has not presented a concrete property tax reform proposal. Negotiations are set to resume next week. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Rocket. If you feel like owning a home has been out of reach, Rocket is here to change that. Own the dream. Visit Rocket.com or call 800-4-ROCKET. Again, that's Rocket.com or call 800-4-ROCKET. Not seeing any accidents right now to let you know about. Looks like I-10, I-110, and Highway 90 are flowing smoothly. And 98 starting to see a little bit of slowdown just east of Navarre Beach Bridge going eastbound, so just be aware of that. That's about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 60% chance of rain, high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 80 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high near 79 degrees and a low near 65. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 70 degrees across the area. Partly cloudy skies, a beautiful morning. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Now, taking a look at our market report with Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump has insulted Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell once again this morning, a day after the central bank voted to not lower interest rates because of economic uncertainty created by tariffs. Trump referred to Powell as a fool on Truth Social. The White House is due to hold a press conference at 10 a.m. Eastern Time in the Oval Office. President Trump recently said the agreement with the United Kingdom is a full and comprehensive one. Britain was spared the higher reciprocal tariffs when Trump announced his Liberation Day duties, although it was still hit with the baseline 10% levy. Treasury yields rose as traders assessed the U.S. reaching a trade deal with the United Kingdom, along with the Federal Reserve's latest policy decision. The 10-year Treasury yield was more than 3 basis points higher at 4.31%. Futures are sharply higher after the Fed's interest rate decision, not to mention the news of a U.S.-UK trade deal on Wednesday. The Dow Industrials gained 284. That's Your Money Now.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ziprecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like
the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
That this is not an announcement that you would make now, can I ask you this? Is 3 years and 8 months too far in advance to even be thinking about something like that?
Listen, I'm governor of the great state of Illinois, the land of Lincoln, I might add. He would be a Democrat if he were alive today,
he would.
I might add.
Yes. They like claiming him.
Yeah, they do, but they're not anything like
they
him.
They know full well which side he would be on.
Exactly.
Although at like 200 years old, he might be watching Fox News.
You ever have that one last half second of laughter where you realize, oh, I have laughed too long? So this is Jimmy Kimmel talking with the great J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. And as a longtime Illinois resident, I can tell you there's nothing great about J.B. Pritzker. And even though I am from Illinois, I cannot really with a straight face say the great state of Illinois. Illinois has had a lot of problems for an awfully long time. What was it? At one time, we had 3 of our 4 living governors were in jail. maybe it was 4 out of 5. I don't know. It was all the former governors at one point that were still alive. We're all in jail. Some crazy thing like that. Anyway, but Pritzker, you have to take him seriously. Pritzker is a billionaire. He's a big guy. If you've seen him, that's maybe the best way to describe him. He is definitely a candidate for president in 2028. There is no doubt about it that he is running for that office. He wants to be, he considers himself to be, and he is definitely one of the strong candidates. You got Gretchen Whitmer, you got Gavin Newsom, you got a handful. I mean, apparently Kamala Harris is willing to give it another try. Please, oh please, oh please. Anyway, that would be the best thing for Republicans. But J.B. Pritzker, take him seriously. In this interview with Jimmy Kimmel, which I'm not going to get much into, it was a little bit funny because at the end, they both talked about what nickname Trump is going to give him, because, Trump gives nicknames. And, they embraced that as a kind of a humorous thing, because he had called him, 5 burgers, or he eats 5 burgers or something like that. And said it's a badge of honor because Trump only, attacks the people that he fears. And so they have him actually read some of these things.
Also, though, preposterous that a man of his carriage, a man who is literally force-feeding hamburgers on people who don't want hamburgers. And you see, he doesn't just have hamburgers. He's got like a 13-piece McNuggets there on his tray also. Is he oblivious?
His plane.
Or is he just, does he think we are idiots?
He is convinced himself that he's way better looking and thinner than he really is.
They must have one of those funhouse mirrors on Air Force One or something.
Exactly, and I don't think he even knows it's a funhouse mirror. He just thinks, look how good I look, you know.
So Trump is so ridiculous for attacking people's appearance, but we're going to attack his appearance in response? Like, that's the better road? Anyway, which I actually agree. I don't think you should make fun of people for their name, their appearance, any of that kind of stuff. And Trump does it, and he shouldn't. But I'm not sure that you make yourself the virtuous one by then engaging in the exact same kind of response, right? It was a little bit funny when he had him read the nicknames, the insults for him, like made him read his own insult nicknames.
Eminem, there you go. There's so
I get to read them.
Well, yeah, unless you want me to, I'd be happy to.
I can do it. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Here's the list. JB Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. JB Back Ribs.
JB Back Ribs. Could be a song with that too, you know?
J Biggie. JB the Hut.
I like that one.
Jay Pritz his pants cur. Pritz crackers. Governor Big Shorts and JB the Refrigerator Pritzker.
Now that's a pretty good one. Yeah.
I like JB the Hut.
Chicago Bears.
That one's kind of funny, actually.
I like it.
Okay, so I just give you this as context because the reason that he had J.B. Pritzker on is because the Sunday prior, this was, I believe, a week ago Sunday, so like, what, 10 days, 11 days, J.B. Pritzker went to New Hampshire and gave a big speech to a bunch of, you know, red meat Democrats. You need to understand this speech. You need to hear this speech, the pieces of it that I'm going to have time to play for you, because J.B. Pritzker, I think, is definitely running. If he's not running, he's definitely going to be stumping. And he is trying to lay out the game plan of how to, in his mind, rescue the country from the threat of Trump and Trump likers. So we'll come back and I'll explain this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
You know, they didn't mention what all the Illinois people, his nickname.
Yeah, yeah, which we cannot say on the air.
Right, but I never knew he had another.
Let's just say they mispronounced Pritzker.
Right.
It's a never very, very common way of referring to him in the state. Yes, that's exactly right.
All right, let's see here. Westbound Cervantes and I-110, just west of the overpass, we have a disabled vehicle, which is causing some delays in that area. So be advised that I-10 is looking good. I-110 is flowing other than Cervantes and the 98 eastbound. Right before you get to the Windhaven Beach area, seeing some delays through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much, John. So back to J.B. Pritzker, gives this speech in New Hampshire about 11 days ago that apparently was some big sensation in the Democrat world. I had not heard of this until I happened to watch this interview you did on Jimmy Kimmel. But, you know, apparently they thought this was the grandest thing ever. So I thought, well, I'll pay attention. I'll listen. Here goes.
Voters didn't turn out for Democrats last November. Not because they don't want us to fight for their values, but because they think we don't want to fight for our values.
So he's looking at a fight within the Democrats, where the Democrats have been failed to really be serious about pursuing. He thinks Democrats haven't been aggressive enough at advocating their values. You know, trans rights, abortion rights, minority rights, labor rights, all of this kind of stuff. And that really we need to do, his mind, Democrats need to do more, not do less. That the reason nobody turned out for them in 2024 was because they were too timid on their values.
We need to knock off the rust of poll-tested language, decades of stale decorum. It's obscured our better instincts. We have to abandon the culture of incrementalism that has led us to swallow the cruelty and the callousness with barely a cowardly croak.
You ever get yourself in the middle of what you think is a really cool alliteration line and then suddenly realize, oh, this is dumb. I shouldn't have done this. This is not nearly as clever as I thought it was. Well, anyway, they were applauding, and the problem is when they applaud at the wrong time, you don't get to follow up with your big line right away, but here it is. This is the big line from the speech.
It's time to fight everywhere and all at once.
Fight everywhere all at once. Disrupt, protest, interfere, everything you can to stop, in his mind, the evil of the Trump administration.
It was in the Magna Carta. It was considered by our nation's founders to be so vital to our liberty that they wrote it right into the Constitution.
The right of habeas corpus.
Thomas Jefferson called it the essential principle of government. Benjamin Franklin opined that those who would give up habeas corpus for temporary security deserve neither liberty nor security.
Those who would give up essential liberty, not habeas corpus, that's a blatant misquote. I don't know if he really even knows, but...
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
Yeah. Don't interrupt him. He's in a speech. So back to J.B. Pritzker, who is trying to... And he, I mean, this was a very well-received speech to the Red Meat audience that he was in there and he was talking to. And he was trying to lay out this path for them in the future.
And Alexander Hamilton wrote that the practice of arbitrary imprisonments has been, in all the ages, the favorite and most formidable instruments of tyranny.
He's talking about the...
Franklin.
The deportation
Jefferson,
of Alfredo Garcia.
Hamilton.
Kidnapping off the street.
Standing for the idea that the government doesn't have the right to kidnap you without due process is arguably the most effective campaign slogan in history. It's the OG of political messaging.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of rough spots in terms of whether he's clever and cool and interesting. The OG of, okay, whatever. And he makes some mistakes.
So, I mean, what do we think that Colonel Stark was talking about, if not this, when he said live free or die?
General Stark, not Colonel Stark, but whatever. He's in New Hampshire, so he's kind of making that mistake. But here's where it started to get really interesting. Here's where he started to really lay into Republicans and Trump and talk about what, again, his vision of how the Democrats can win in 2028 and rescue the country, or in 2026 in the midterms, and rescue the country from Republicans and Trump.
Today it's an immigrant with a tattoo. Tomorrow it's a citizen whose Facebook post annoys Donald Trump.
Yeah, which we've seen no evidence of that, right? But
there are plenty of people in this country who hold opinions that I find abhorrent. But my faith and our Constitution dictate that I fight for their freedoms as loudly as I defend my own.
And I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. He's totally right. And he even on immigration, he's generally right on immigration because he says...
Immigration, with all its struggles and its complexities, is part of the secret sauce that makes America great always.
It is. The rejuvenation from immigration, people, it's been a key to our history. Many businesses founded by it. I actually agree with that. I think that's something that Republicans have a weak spot on because... In talking about the problem of illegal immigration and crime, which we should rightly talk about, we sometimes make it sound like we're against immigration, which is a terrible position to be in. But then he started laying into the administration, the secretaries, the leaders, and so forth here.
We have a Secretary of Education who hates teachers and schools.
What?
We have a Secretary of Transportation who hates public transit.
That's not the key to public transit.
We have an Attorney General who hates the Constitution.
Pam Bondi, what?
We have a Secretary of State, the son of naturalized citizens, a family of refugees, on a crusade to expel our country of both.
You think because Marco Rubio doesn't understand immigration? You don't understand South Florida Cubans. Like, you don't understand the immigrants who live here and came here legally and fled actual persecution. I mean, it's just, okay. But back to the speech. J.B. Pritzker, current governor of Illinois, very likely presidential candidate in 2028.
Democrats... We may have to fix our messaging and our strategy, but our values are exactly where they ought to be. And we will never join so many Republicans in the special place in hell reserved for quislings and cowards.
So first of all, I know you don't know the word quisling. I didn't know the word quisling. It's a traitor who collaborates with an enemy force occupying their country. Special place in hell, quisling, cowards. This is not exactly the words of political reconciliation and unity, right? Which is interesting because, you know, if he has his way, it looks like Democrats are completely abandoning the idea of, you know, getting along, creating unity, which had been their message for an awful long time. I thought a mixed message and not an accurate one, but that's been the talk. And he says, screw that. These are the enemy.
It's time for us to be done with optimism about their motives or their objectives. Time to stop wondering if you can trust the nuclear codes to people who don't know how to organize a group chat.
It's not a bad jab, but not Pete Hegseth. I mean, you know, it's a good joke or a jest. I don't know that it's on the substance, but okay, continuing.
It's time to stop ignoring the hypocrisy and wearing a big gold cross while announcing the defunding of children's cancer research. And time to stop thinking that we can reason or negotiate with a madman.
So Trump is a madman with whom you cannot reason or negotiate. Now, the hypocrisy issues, I actually think there's some fairness to that as well.
Listen, I understand the tendency to give in to despair right now, but despair is an indulgence that we cannot afford in the times upon which history turns.
Remember me joking about the Trump inauguration, you know, misery kits and, you know, how you, that's real. Democrats were for a long time in despair, in depression, okay? So he's saying it's no time to stay in there.
Never before in my life have I called for mass protests, for mobilization, for disruption. But I am now.
One guy, yes. Okay, so President Trump and, as far as I can tell, the national infrastructure are preparing for war against China. More on that coming up at the top of the hour. And J.B. Pritzker is trying to, what, shut down the country with protest and interference and fight everywhere all at once.
These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. They have to understand that we will fight their cruelty with every megaphone and microphone that we have. We must castigate them on the soapbox and then punish them at the ballot box.
So this is the protest, them at the restaurants, protest outside their house, interfere with traffic, like all the things, apparently, he believes in.
They must feel in their bones that when we survive this shameful episode of American history with our democracy intact, because we have no alternative but to do just that, that we will relegate their portraits to the museum halls reserved for tyrants and traitors.
And then last one as he's closing out. I just wanted you to hear what at least this slice of the Democrat Party is offering as their vision of the future and their orientation towards the other half of the country.
So I have one question for all of you, Granite Staters. Are you ready for the fight? Yeah. For real, Granite Staters, are you ready for the fight? Yeah. Good night, New Hampshire. God bless you and God bless these United States.
So this is a speech he's proud of, that Jimmy Kimmel's proud of, that they think is the wonderful, most amazing thing ever. Do you remember what they said about Trump when he gave his, you know, fight language at the Oval before January 6th? That language is dangerous. That language is horrible. That language is awful. And I said, it's just political language. And I think this is just political rhetoric, too. But you can't have it both ways, right? You got to pick which one it's going to be. But this sounds an awful lot like more than just political protest to me. I hear every form of interference everywhere you can under all circumstances. We cannot give them a moment of rest. After all, they are traitors. They are quislings. They are cowards. They are tyrants. They are madmen. Interesting. So I wanted you to be aware. And I thought, since, you know, again, he's a likely presidential candidate in 2028, you know, kind of start to get yourself familiar with the governor of the state of Illinois, John Pickens, as traffic on the five. John, I know you have thoughts, but.
Oh, I do. I have several, but I'm going to leave that be for now. All right. Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about. But if you're on westbound Cervantes on the I-10 ramp just west of the overpass, we have a disabled vehicle. It's moved off to the side of the road. Just seeing some minor delays there, but I-10, I-110, the rest of it's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Somebody texted me and said, it sounds like, you know, you give a pass for Trump on these kinds of expressions and you're criticizing. Oh, no, I think Trump says things wrong, too. Both are wrong in that kind of language. I just wanted you to be aware that it's not all like virtue and kindness on the other side, exactly.
We care home hotline. You're on with Woody.
Hey, Woody, have you ever this loud?
No, but the good news is WeCare has more than 10 years in business and thousands of positive reviews, so our HVAC, plumbing and electrical teams can get it fixed and fast.
Thanks, Woody!
No one cares like WeCare. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
Ready to get out of the cycle of renting but think home ownership is too far out of reach? Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Community Land Trust makes it more affordable than ever. Here's how it works. You own the home but not the land, lowering your mortgage and monthly payments, making home ownership attainable for more people. And the best part? You still build equity and generational wealth. Learn more. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org and take the first step toward owning your own home.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew Mc...
That's right, dependable host Andrew Mc... David Wayne has got a headline for us, maybe, David?
Yeah, the man accused of crashing through Jennifer Aniston's gate in Bel Air has now been charged. 48-year-old Jimmy Carwile, a Mississippi man.
Jimmy Carwile. All right. Hey, coming up next, very, very interesting speech given last week by a two-star general at Eglin Air Force Base. Stream us at...